感谢神带领我们下午一同来敬拜他。
Praise to the Lord that we are able to come here and worship Him together.
我们今天所领受的经文是以弗所书第二章，从十一节开始到十八节。
The passage we are going to share is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, from verse 11 to 18.
我们中文、英文都在你们的 bulletin 上，也在我们的投影上面。
You may find the scripture from your bulletin or from the projection.
我们请大家同声的中文、英文都可以先把它读过一遍。
May we all read out loud together, no matter in English or in Chinese.
好，我们来读，来。
Let's all read together.
所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。从以弗所书里面，我们能够对着神自己所以创造宇宙他自己设立救恩他自己永远的旨意，我们能认识清楚。
From the book of Ephesians, we are able to get some insight regarding to God's creation, His predestination, and His salvation to mankind.
在第一章，如果各位读过还记得的话，保罗就为着他的读者，为着教会，以弗所教会读他的信的人祷告。
If you remember from chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians, you will remember Paul prayed for his readers and the church who read his letter.
一个基督徒需要常常祷告。
A Christian need to pray often.
为什么我们需要常常祷告？
Why we need to pray very often?
我们还需要彼此代祷。
Not only that, we need to pray for one another.
因为在世界上面，我们面对的许许多多的事，许许多多的问题，不是你和我，我们能够解决得了的。
Because there are many things in this world we encounter daily, we realize we are just incapable to resolve those problems.
保罗第一章为着以弗所人祷告。
The very first chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul prayed for people who are in Ephesus.
那么今天我们所读的第二章这一段。
In chapter 2,
我们发觉说保罗继续说明来讲解为什么他为他们祷告。
And Paul continued to explain the reason why Paul continuously prayed for those people.
这几节的圣经有三个重点。
Through this passage, there are three main points.
头一个说到人类有问题。
First, he mentioned that there is a big issue about humanity.
第二，神给我们有解答。
And second point, that there is a remedy from God.
第三，神怎么样把这个答案带进来。
And third, how did God carry this remedy to mankind?
首先我们看一看人类的问题是什么。
First of all, let's address what's the problem of humanity.
这个第十五节到十六节里面重复出现的词，我在底下画了一条线。
If you pay your attention from verse 15 to verse 18, you will realize there a certain phrase being repeated several times, which I have underlined.
15节说，而以自己的身体废掉冤仇。16节说，既在十字架上灭了冤仇。所以冤仇这个词重复的在这里出现。
And you will realize the term hostility being repeated from verse 14 to 16.
原来保罗在这里说到人类的中间有问题。
So Paul indicates there is a big problem in mankind.
人与人中间有仇啊。
There is a problem between each other as human being.
有仇的意思就是不和睦。
That there is a hostility. People are hostile to one another.
说到说我们中间有仇恨。
Because there is hatred between one another.
在座，请问不是中国人的，请举手。
Among all people here, if you are not Chinese, please raise your hand.
所以我看下去，大家都是中国人。
So what I can tell is you are all Chinese.
那过去这一两个礼拜，我们都知道 ABC 的那个节目里面所发生的事。
So if I know all of you are Chinese, then I can mention, if you remember the incident which happened 2 weeks ago, there was a show in ABC TV.
那个主持人找了几个小朋友在那边参加他的这个 forum, 他的这个讨论。
The TV host invited a few children to come before the table and they have a round table discussion.
说美国现在欠债欠太多了。
So the topic was they were talking about that America has owe a lot of money. They are in great debt.
美国人欠谁的债啊？
So who is the big debtor they owe money to?
美国人欠中国人的债。
That America owe Chinese money.
中国人买美国的这个债券。
Because China bought a lot of bond, government bond.
却现在美国呢成了一个欠债的人。
And therefore, American became the debtor.
现在呢，美国呢，这个经济各方面还没有完全的能够复苏起来。
And right now, American's economy hasn't picked up yet.
怎么办呢？
Then how can we face the problem of debt?
其中就有一个小朋友说了。
So then there was a child and he start to say this.
很简单啊，我们美国人到中国去把中国人杀光了。
And he said, that's easy. That's all go to China and kill them all.
这个小孩子讲话是童言无忌，对不对？
Well, it's just a kid.
但是这个主持人说， that's a good idea.
And however, the host, TV host, made a comment say, this is a good idea. This is interesting.
这一下惹恼了我们中国人。
Now this truly offend Chinese community.
把我们中国人杀光。
Because the wording was kill them all.
我们有什么仇啊？
So what was the hostility between us?
Amity. Hatred. 这发觉，你发觉这个世界是不是有问题啊？
So don't you see there's a problem in this world?
西方人轻看东方人，
the Westerner despised Easterner.
白人轻看黄种人，有颜色的人。
Caucasian despised those colored.
这是一个到现在没有人能够解决的问题。
This is an issue that people couldn't resolve even in today's age.
那么保罗在这里告诉我们说，耶稣基督来了，用自己的身体废掉冤仇。这个冤仇呢，是在两下之间。
And Paul mentioned that for he himself is our peace, who made the two group one through his own flesh.
这个两下指着谁呢？
So it mentioned that they made peace within two groups. So who are these two groups?
就是犹太人跟外邦人。
One is Jew, the other is the Gentiles.
这个犹太人跟外邦人就是非犹太人，就所有的就是外邦了。
So when to Jews, all the foreigners are considered Gentiles.
那你说犹太人跟外邦人中间有什么仇啊？
Then you may ask, then what's the problem between Gentiles and Jews.
啊，这是非常讽刺的。
This is a great irony.
啊，因为犹太人呢，他们被称为神的选民。
Because to the Jews, they are called the chosen people.
他们已得着神的律法，神对他们的这个话语呢，为他们的这个为骄傲。
It is their honor and pride that they did receive the word and command from God.
这个律法上面就说到人要怎么样来认识神、敬拜神。
So the law from God is telling us how may we worship God and how may we treat one another.
怎么样过一个圣洁的生活
？And how can we live and sanctify the life?
那使整个犹太人成为一个敬虔、敬畏神的国家。
So the entire Jews can become a holy nation.
神原来赐下律法给犹，先赐给犹太人，他的用意就是让犹太人能成为全世界的光。
So the very foundation purpose of why God gave the law to the Jews, so they may become the light and example to the world.
要让列国从犹太人身上看见他们怎么样过一个分别为圣、一个敬虔的生活呢？那明白说，神造了我们每一个人，要我们怎么在地上过生活。
So all nations and all people can look at Jews and realize that God is our creator and how may we live on this earth.
神赐下律法，原来的意思是好的。
So the very purpose why God gave the law was good.
但是现在你发觉说犹太人误解神赐给他们律法的用意。
And however, Jews misinterpreted and misunderstood the intention why the laws were given.
犹太人有神的律法，就瞧不起外邦人，你们没有神的律法。
Because of the Jews, they do have the law from God, and therefore they despise those Gentiles.
犹太人轻视外邦人。
That,Jews despite Gentiles.
把外邦人圣经里面告诉我们说犹太人看外邦人像什么你记得吗
If you remember the scripture described, do you remember how Jews view the Gentiles?
圣经告诉我们说他们是像狗一样
According to the scripture, they thought those Gentiles are like dogs.
狗在圣经里面是代表不洁净的不洁净、不干净的这些动物。
So dog represent unclean, filthy animals.
所以犹太人看瞧不起外邦人，说你们都不洁净。
And therefore Jews look down Gentiles, say you are unclean people.
这个造成犹太人跟外邦人中间呢就有隔阂。
And therefore there is a division between Gentiles and Jews.
这外邦人呢就觉得说，哦，犹太人，你们有什么了不起？你们有神的话，可是你们呢，为什么那么样的这样的狭窄？为什么那样造成各样的？
And Gentiles look at Jews saying, "You arrogant people, what makes you so proud? Even though you have the word from God, it doesn't give you a right to be narrow-minded."
神赐给人有才干、有能力啊，在各个民族中间都有他们啊，这个有价值、有意义的啊，这些的恩典。
That God, it's God's.Blessing and grace give people special talent and gift so they can express their special gifts to the world.
但是问题是人里面的问题是当我有一个你没有的时候我就轻看你我就瞧不起你啊这在人中间就产生了仇恨。
And however, the problem comes When people possess something and realize others don't, and they start to look down on others and despise others, and problems and hatred became very relevant.
我们拿我们特别特有的啊长处去瞧不起啊，去论断那个没有的人。
We use our goodness in us, our gift, to despise others.
这个在圣经里面告诉我们看见这是人这个最基本的问题就是我们里面的骄傲我们里面的自高自义我们就相对的就把别人踩在脚底下。
So the scripture told us this is our fundamental problem. It's our pride. Whenever we think we are better than others, we start to despise and look down on others.
我们就把我们同样有这个长处的人，我们就聚在一起，然后我们就把别人放在我们这个 group 的外头。
We start to gather those people who are like us, and we exclude those people who are not like us.To outside of the group.
圣经中最好的例子就是耶稣告诉我们两个人到圣殿来祷告。
And the best example gave by Jesus was that when there were two people came to the temple when they prayed.
在路加福音第十八章第十一节、十二节，这里告诉我们说，法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。”
So it was described in the Gospel of Luke chapter 18. When the Pharisees came to the temple, he started to pray. Praise the Lord, I'm a righteous person. I'm unlike this tax collector who are like robbers, adulterers, and evildoers.
And I give.
And I give a tithe to the temple.
那么你发觉说他在这里说我不像他。
And you will realize he mentioned something. It's like I'm not like him.
他跟他中间就没有了就没有了和睦。
And therefore, there is no peace between both of them.
人的问题啊，是不但是自己高傲、自己骄傲、自己自义，人还好跟别人来比。
So the problem of people is not that only we have pride and self-righteousness, we also have a tendency to compare ourselves to others.
刚才我们的弟兄姊妹带领我们唱的诗歌非常宝贵。
It was very precious that I heard the praise team led a few hymns before.
全世界那么多国家。
That there are so many nations in this world.
唯独美国和加拿大有感恩节。
And there's only two countries in this world we have Thanksgiving, that is US and Canada.
这个感恩呢，是感谢赐给我们万物万事他用美物让我们知足的这位恩待我们的神。
The Thanksgiving day is the time we give our thanks to our Creator who gives us all.
我们不把我们所得着的我们所有的与认为这是我自己我所拥有的从我自己出来的。
We shouldn't think everything we get is because of our own ability, our own opportunity, and we earn it.
这个法利赛人在那比那个税吏。
So this tax collector start to compare himself to this Pharisee start to compare himself to the tax collector.
我们人好跟别人来比。
We have a tendency to compare ourselves against others.
你听过一个故事吗？
I wonder, have you heard the story?
有一个人坐船呢，他的船坏了，所以他最后就抱着一个木头呢，就飘飘飘飘到一个孤岛上面。
A person who had a boat ride, and however, he encountered a shipwreck, and therefore, he was able to hold on to a piece of log, and later on, he eventually float to a remote island.
他是那个岛上唯一的一个人。
He was the only one person who survived in that island.
他一个人住在那个岛上。
So he lived on that island alone.
过了几年才被人发现，才把他救出来。
Only a few years after, he was found by others and he was rescued.
很有意思的是，他一个人住在那个岛上。
The funny thing is, and very interesting thing is, he was alone on that island.
后来人发现呢，他在那个岛上盖了两个礼拜堂。
And it was interesting that he built two sanctuaries in the two churches in that island.
因为他是有宗教信仰的人。
Because he's a man of faith.
人就会说，你只有你一个人在这个岛上，你干嘛盖两个小礼拜堂啊？
So people start to wonder, there's only one person in this island. Why did you build two churches in the island?
他说，当然我要去一个，要躲开一个喽。
Because I want to go to one so I can hide away from the other.
你看见了吗？ 他在那里啊，来比我到我这个礼拜堂啊，我就比那个好，那个我不去，这个好。
Can you tell that he's making two, so he can compare one another?
啊，你就发觉人的里面呢，喜欢比。
And you will find that we have a tendency to make comparison.
啊，我比你优越。
I'm better than you.
啊，我比你能干。
I'm more capable.
啊，我比你更有办法。
I'm able to get around.
啊。人把这些好的东西据为己有。
We like to gather something that we consider good to ourselves alone.
人忘记了赐给我们恩典的主。
We forgot the giver who gives us all grace.
我们要祝福。
We want blessings.
啊，所以中国人很看重福这个字的。
And therefore, we Chinese like the word bless.
啊，我们都要得得得。
We want to get more blessing as much as possible.
但是福怎么来呢？
And how do we get blessing?
What's
the source of blessing?
有一位创造万有的神，他赐给我们的。
There's the one creator who created the universe. He is the source of blessing.
我来到美国以后啊，才对着父母亲对我的爱，对我的养育啊，特别有体会。
Only when I came to America, I start to experience and to understand the love I received from my parents.
因为离开家了。
It's all because I left my home.
啊，来到美国来读书。
When I came to America alone.
啊，我们就发觉在美国这里呢，很看重母亲节，很看重父亲节。
And we realized that America is a culture that pay very much attention to Mother's Day and Father's Day.
这个母亲节、父亲节是一个大的日子。
Mother's Day and Father's Day are very two big days in a year.
那么我们这些留学生呢，来到这里也发觉美国有一个很好的风俗。
And we foreign students, once we came to stay, we realized that there is a very good practice in American culture.
就是到母亲节、父亲节的时候呢，啊，有很多很精美的感谢父母亲的各种的设计的这个好的精美的卡片。
And we realize we can find many good cards that with beautiful words to give our thanksgiving to our parents.
啊，你可以买了来在上面写一写啊。平常啊，这个我们中国人很不太容易这个开口的跟爸爸妈妈讲爸爸妈妈我们爱你啊，这个话这个爱你觉得肉麻的啊，那个时候都可以写了。
And we Chinese have a culture, it's hard for us to express our love to our parents. And yet, when we come to the state, we realize there are many cards we can purchase, those with beautiful words already written, so we can use them, so we can add a few of our personal words on it.
所以你发现美国虽然有各种各种的难处跟问题。
So even though you will find out there are problems in America,
可是这一些方面却是他非常好的文化所有的一些的发表。
And however, you do see some really good side of American culture through the things I just mentioned.
他有好的文化。
There are something very nice in this culture.
他有些地方比别人好。
There are things in this culture is indeed better than others.
他应当把这一个好的文化追溯到原来美国这个国家开始的时候是以基督耶稣的这个教导真理啊立在那里立国的。
So what's the source of all this goodness of this culture? If we trace back, we realize America is founded by the Christianity belief.
中国人很讲究什么？
We Chinese, we focus and pay a lot of attention to
对父母我们要什么？
To our parents, we need to
要什么？要孝顺，
We
对不对？
need to honor our parents.
可是你有没有除了孝顺父母感谢父母以外再推往前推一推全世界的人最大的祖宗祖先从哪里来的
So if we truly trace, we better ask ourselves, who is the ultimate ancestor of all mankind?
那就是爱我们的神创造我们的主
That is the love God who loved us, who created us.
所以不要忘记。 不要忘记、
so、
我们的生命气息啊，刚才弟兄在那里提醒我们，姐妹在那里带我们诗歌，讲的这恩典，这是恩典之路。
So let us be reminded, all of our breath, everything was from God, and let us remember the path of grace, just like the song we sang.
这一年，神带领我们过了冬天，神带领我们过了夏天，神现在带领我们要过秋天啊，这一路上。所发生的所经历的都是恩典。
If we look back, we have experienced winter, spring, summer, and fall. All of this changing of season, they are full of grace.
我们不要以为这些都是我该得的。
Let us not think that we earn those.
今天你能坐在这里。
Don't think we deserve this. Let's say you're sitting here.
今天你的大脑能够正常的反应，正常的听说不要把它当成平常。
Don't you think that we are able to think and function normally? Don't you think this is something we deserve?
尤其是我们中间的年轻人。
Especially those young people among us.
啊，我们成天就是低头族，就是看我们的啊这些是手机，看我们的信息，看我们的 这些的 games.
And oftentimes we let our heads down and start to play a phone and a smartphone or different handheld games.
有机会多到医院里面去看一看。
And actually, if you do have time, you should spend your time in hospital and pay a visit.
多少人今天躺在那里？
You will see so many people are lying there.
多少人看他外表年初的时候好好的，现在医生检查出来癌症只剩下三个月。
So many people, they seem to be good of just a few months ago, and now they are suffering with the cancer problem.
今年年初二月的时候，我们教会一位五十岁的弟兄，就医生查出来他有胰腺癌，而且第四期。
And the beginning of this year, one of the brothers in our church has been diagnosed with pancreas cancer.Is the fourth stage.
医生说他只有三到六个月。
And the doctor pronounced that he only had 3 to 6 months left.
九月份，我跟我的妻子要去远东服侍之前，我们到他家里面还去看他。
So before my wife and I depart for our mission trip, I pay a visit to his house in September.
他已经一个礼拜不能吃东西了。
At the time, he already had problem of eating for a week. He couldn't eat anything.
他也不能躺下来，他就坐在那个人整个瘦的，真的叫做骨瘦如柴。
And he couldn't lie down, and he could only sit up, and he really have nothing left in his body. It's like skin to bone.
我知道他们两个人的祷告。
I know their prayer.
在我出去以前，我还去看了一个伯母，也是一样，在这个癌症躺在这家里面，hospice.
And before my trip, I also paid another visit to an elderly lady in hospice.
我也知道他们家里的祷告。
I also understand and know their prayer from the family.
他们家已经先跟我讲好了，有一天他的母亲。被主接去的时候，希望我来为他们主持葬礼。
The family already informed me if this elderly lady depart from this earth, they would like to invite me to officiate the funeral service.
所以我就看那个得胰腺癌的弟兄，他的太太说啊，等你回来啊，等你回来，我懂他的意思。
And however, the other family mentioned to me, say, Pastor, we will wait for you to come back. And I understand what she meant. The wife said that to me.
可是我这次出去远东服侍一个月的时间。
And however, this time my trip was a month period of time.
过了三个礼拜的时候。
From about 3 months, 3 weeks into my trip.
那个伯母被主接去了。
That elderly lady was received by the Lord.
教会为她举行葬礼。
So the church held a funeral service for the lady.
一个礼拜之后，那个弟兄也被主接去了，五十多岁而已。
A week later, that brother also died and received by the Lord, and he was only in his early 50s.
当我们教会里面接二连三，我们教会现在还有一位在这个其实那个弟兄被主接去，他的太太在他被检查出来是胰腺癌，说太太一个礼拜两个礼拜被检查出来他有乳腺癌。
So the wife of that of the husband who been diagnosed with pancreas cancer, she herself was diagnosed with breast cancer only 2 weeks after her husband's cancer discovery.
Yeah. 所以我们不要骄傲。
So let us not hold on the pride to ourselves.
我们今天能够活着有一口气。是神的恩典。
The reason why we are still breathing right now is all because of God's grace.
啊，不要这个怎么讲呢？这个中国人讲叫得意忘形。
Don't be so prideful.
啊，我忘了我们从哪儿来的。
We are so forgetful where we are from.
我们人喜欢跟人比。
We love to do comparison.
有两个人要结婚。
There were two people they want to get married.
新郎是白人。
The groom is Caucasian.
啊，新娘子不是白人。
And the bride is not Caucasian.
啊，到了他们结婚典礼那一天呢。
On the wedding day.
啊，两点钟要举行婚礼。
So at 2 o'clock, they are going to start their wedding ceremony.
这个白人家里面的他们家的亲戚朋友全坐满了，坐齐了。
So before 2 o'clock, before the ceremony, all the groom side family, they all already family and friend already come together as one group.
看看另外一边呢。
Then when they look at on the other side,
啊，没有人。
There was no one.
啊，两点十分，两点十五以后，开始呢，来了。
So 10 minutes after 2, and gradually people start to attend.
新娘子晚了40分钟才到。
And the bride was late for 40 minutes.
你知道这个时候什么事情发生吗？
Do you know at the time what happened?
这边的人就开始啾啾啾啾啾啾啾啾，然后就嘲笑另外一边的人。
So this one group start to make comments and chit chat against the other group.
啊，这边就说。看看他们，难怪没有效率。
And they start to making comment. No wonder they couldn't do anything efficient.
难怪他们找不到工作。
No wonder they couldn't find any job.
那这边的人看这边人呢
？And then, from the other side,
啊，这些人呢，太紧张。
And they say they are so uptight.
啊，所以你看见说，人在这里没有和睦。人在那里反而是彼此相比，彼此有仇恨。
And you realize the simple case like this, there's no peace, and people are start to make comparison and create problems among themselves.
从人类的历史到现在就是如此。
From the history of mankind up to now, we are always like this.
今天可以因着文化的不一样，就彼此仇恨。
And we start to have a friction due to cultural differences.
政治立场不同，那么也彼此中间呢就有了轻看，有了仇恨。
And we have a problem among each other because we may hold different political point of views.
啊，今天我们来到纽约。
Today we come to New York.
啊，纽约这里是各国，全世界各国许许多的移民都住在这个附近。
And this is the melting pot of all peoples of the world.
更容易感受到这个圣经里面讲的冤仇 enmity, hatred.
So you can even feel more about empty and hostility among one another.
那么什么是神的给我们的解答呢？答案呢？
Then what's the remedy to this problem?
圣经告诉我们说，他以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
And according to the scripture, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations, his purpose was to create in him one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace.
不要忘记，犹太人和外邦人，那是包括了全世界的人。
Let us not forget, when we talk about Jews and Gentiles, it includes all peoples in the world.
从圣经的观点看，这就是全世界的。
From the point of view of the scripture, this includes all mankind.
他发觉说，全世界的人现在有了问题。
And it mentioned that there is a problem of mankind.
需要神造一个新的人类。
That we need God to create a new man.
啊，你知道说你参加一个俱乐部。
And imagine you are trying to join a new club.
啊，比方说打网球俱乐部。
For instance, if you would like to join a tennis club.
那么呢，你必须呢，这个懂得网球。
You must first understand how to play tennis.
你喜欢网球。
You must have interest.
你愿意花钱参加这个网球俱乐部打网球。
You must be willing to pay fee to join the club.
啊，那么你跟其他的人在这个俱乐部里面呢是同样的有这个兴趣的人。
That all feathers alike gather together, that you have all have the same interest in order to be in the club.
你虽然参加这个俱乐部。
Though you join the club.
你不一定啊，你跟你的球友可以打球。
Though you may play tennis, with your club members.
啊，那你不一定跟他有和睦。
And yet you may not have peace to each other.
这个和睦这件事情就是和平。
What is peace? That is the harmony relationship with one another.
我们能够和睦和平的立场根基在哪儿呢？
Then what's the foundation of peace?
保罗告诉我们，
Paul said this,
是从耶稣基督来的。
It is from Christ Jesus.
啊，比方说今天在教会里面，
For instance, if we all come to church,
如果你特别到曼哈顿的教会里面去看，
If you go to the churches in Manhattan,
啊，那些教会里面有西班牙人，
You will see Hispanic.
啊，有美国人，
You will see Caucasian.
有法国人，
And you may see French descendant.
啊，有中国人，
You will see Chinese.
那么每一个这个国家的人呢，都有他们的文化，都有他们的优点。
And each ethnic background, they carry the goodness of their cultures.
如果我们在那里就强调我们这一些人，我们这一个国家的人，这个种族的人，那么这个中间怎么可能有和睦呢？
If each ethnic group start to mention their own goodness, their own uniqueness, can you imagine would there be peaceful among all different groups?
因为我们都生下来在罪里面生长。
Because we were born in sin and we grew up in sin.
我们都以我们是哪里人，哪里的文化，以我们为傲，以我们为强。
And we feel prideful and to be proud of our own ethnic background.
一个基督徒。
And however, a Christian.
什么是我们站在新的人类的这一个立场，这个根基呢？
And what's the footing and foundation of being a new humanity?
有一个神学院的教授叫做 Addison Leach。
There is a theological seminary professor, Addison Leach.
他说过一个故事。
He told a fable.
他过去是神学院的院长。
He used to be the principal of a seminary.
去剑桥大学得到的博士。
He received his PhD degree from Cambridge.
很有学问，很有文化。
He was a very learned person. He was very knowledgeable.
他现在住在美国的加州。
And right now he lives in California.
他有一天他在路上开车。
And one day he drove on the road.
他就去参加一个社交的场合。
He was going to attend a social gathering.
都是给教授们的。
And the social gathering was intended for all the faculty.
他知道在那一个聚集中间呢，他们彼此会有分享。
He knew that when he attend the gathering, people will start to share their understanding.
啊，有音乐上的分享。
And they will have musical entertainment.
有书籍上的分享。
And they will share their knowledge about books.
啊，他准备好了要去见一群和他一样受过高等教育的人。
And he was prepared to see his peers who were all very educated.
啊，都是 PhD， 都是教授。
And they were all being they are all PhD, they are all professor or school faculty.
这个加州啊，一个城到另外一个城，这个路上蛮远的，才在高速上高速路上开车。
If you know, the cities between cities in California is really very far away, so he need to drive far.
他就打开收音机
，so he turn on the radio.
啊，听见有一个叫 Brother Bob 的弟兄呢，在那广播。
So he heard a radio announcer from Brother Bob.
啊，这个弟兄呢很火热啊，传讲圣经。
And he carried a fervent voice from the radio.
这个 Edison Leach 呢是一个重生得救的基督徒。
And now Professor Edison Leach, he is a reborn Christian.
当他听见这个广播的时候
，Once he heard the announcer,
他一听就不感兴趣了。
And what the immediately he lost interest.
他说这个 Brother Bob。啊，一定是没有受过什么高等教育。
He said this brother Bob must be an uneducated person.
他讲的文法都是错的。
Because all his wording and grammar were all wrong.
他的论点也很糟糕，很可笑。
And his comments are ridiculous.
啊，这个广播的人跟这个Leach 博士啊完全不一样。
So this brother Bob and Professor Leach, they are people from two different worlds.
那这个 Professor Leach 要去跟啊受同样教育的人啊同样文化的人聚集的。
And Professor Leach was about to attend the social gathering with all the educated elites.
当他开始听见 Brother Bob 所讲的，心里面开始对他有轻看，觉得就马上说：“哎，这个不值得听，这个不。”他里面神的话，神的圣灵就在感动他，跟他说话。
And when he started to despise and look down on of the comments made by Brother Bob, at the same time, there's a still small voice in him start to speak to him that is from Holy Spirit.
圣灵问他说：“谁救了你
？”And Holy Spirit asked him, "Who saved you?"
谁爱了你
？Who loved you?
你跟 Brother Bob 有什么不一样
？What's the difference between you and Brother Bob?
他突然的明白说：“原来这个 Brother Bob 是我的弟兄，是我在基督里的弟兄。
”And all of a sudden he was awakened and realized that Brother Bob was my brother in Christ.
这是。我跟他之间最重要的关系。
And this is the most important relationship I have with this brother.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣经保罗在这段告诉我们的。
And brother and sister, this is the very essence that brother Paul mentioned here.
我是个基督徒。
I am a Christian.
我是个中国人，中国基督徒。
I am a Chinese Christian.
那我现在在美国住久了，也入了美国籍，所以我是美国中国人的美国人，这个怎么讲？这个美籍中国人，华人基督徒。
And now I have lived in the state for a while, and I've been naturalized, and now I'm an American citizen. So right now I'm an American Chinese Christian.
但是在我的生命中间，什么是最重要的
？And yet, while having all these identities, which one is the most important one in my life?
我跟各位讲
，Let me tell you.
基督徒，我是基督徒，是第一重要的。
That I am a Christian is the number one identity.
我是中国人，是第二。
I'm a Chinese, I will consider that's number two.
我是基督徒，那是第一。
As a Christian, that should be the number one identity.
我是亚洲人，黄种人，那是第二。
Me, perhaps I'm Asian, I'm yellow, that's the number two identity.
我是基督徒，那是第一。
I'm Christian.That's the number one identity.
我是美国人，那是第二。
If I'm American, that's number two.
我是基督徒，那是第一。
I'm Christian. That's number one priority.
我受过高等教育，那是第二。
If I have received I'm highly educated, that will be the secondary.
今天在教会里，不管在美国、在中国、在全世界各地，基督徒是第一。
Now, no matter you are in America.You are in any other parts of the world, in church, as the Christian, that's the number one identity we should hold on to.
因为圣经告诉我们说，人跟人中间所有的间隔、皮肤的颜色、男女性别的这些，在基督里面都不再存在。在基督里面，我们同是神的儿女。
Because the scripture tells us there is no more division, no matter due to our skin color, our sex, or education background, there is no more barriers. We are all one in Christ.
有一个美国白人的基督徒宣教士到非洲，看见这一些图片上面单亲妈妈所带的孩子们。
A Caucasian American missionary went to Africa and saw the image of those children with a single mom.
他说，我跟他们有一个更亲、更近的连接。
He said, I have a closer relationship with the children here.
比我跟我的邻居的连接还要近。
Compared to the relationship I had with my neighbor back in state.
比我同学我过去的同学还要近。
Even have a tighter relationship between my classmate and I.
比我同种族的人还要近。
Even closer than those who are alike in ethnic background.
弟兄姊妹朋友们你看见吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, can't you see?
这个人跟人中间的仇恨冤仇不是教科书念书念多了就可以解决的。
The racist and division among people cannot be resolved by education.
也不是任何的政治的这种的政治思想可以叫人转换过来的。
Or cannot be converted and transformed by such things so-called political correctness.
美国有种族歧视。
There's indeed racism in America.
这个一点我们不用隐藏的。
We don't need to hide or ignore.
中国没有吗？
But don't we see we also have in China?
中国有多少个少数民族啊？56个少数民族，对不对？
There are 56 minorities, different ethnic minorities in China.
中国人就以我是汉族，你是少数民族，这中间就有了不同，有了中间就有了矛盾，中间就有了仇恨。
And many Chinese claim themselves as Han and say to others, "You are minority." And then the friction and hatred began to develop.
这是自古以来的事实。
This started from ancient time.
摩西在圣经里面跟我们说，在民数记十二章，他是犹太人。
And from the book of Numbers, wrote by Moses, it mentioned that Moses he himself, is a Jew.
你知道犹太人呢，不是白人的。
As you know, a Jew is not the Caucasian.
犹太人是亚洲人。
Jews are actually Asian.
在非洲的北部。
They live the north part of Africa.
在亚洲的最南部。
They are the south part of Asia.
这个犹太人的皮肤啊是棕颜色的，又不是白的，又不是黄的啊，它是混在一起。
And Jewish skin, it's more like brown. It's neither white or yellow or black.
民数记十二章说，由这个摩西这个犹太人娶了一个古实人做妻子。
And was mentioned in Book of Numbers chapter 12 that Moses married a woman from Cush.
古实是在哪里啊
？And where is Cush？
就是今天的以索比亚。
It's Ethiopia of nowadays.
是个黑人。
She was a black.
他姐姐很不高兴。
So, Moses' sister was angry.
就告诉其他犹太人，起来，我们来毁谤摩西。我们这个摩西怎么这个领袖怎么这样子
？So she provoked all her peers, say that's all rise up against our leader Moses. And how could he do marry such a person?
你看犹太人也有种族歧视。
Can you tell there's a racist among Jews?
所以你发觉这是全世界的问题。
So you realize this is a problem of all mankind.
在耶路撒冷有圣殿。
The Holy Temple is in Jerusalem.
这是圣殿以前耶稣时代的圣殿所有的模型。
And this is the model of the old Jewish temple in Jerusalem.
啊，今天在以色列博物馆里面啊，展示五十比一这个比例，把耶稣时代的那个耶路撒冷城呢啊，就都啊这个用模型呢把它陈设在那里。
Today, if you go to Jerusalem, you can still see the model with the ratio 50:1 of the Holy Temple being displayed in the museum.
那个最高的那个建筑呢，就是圣殿。
So if you see the tallest part of this building is the Holy Temple.
啊，在圣殿的外面呢有围墙。
So the if you see the walls are the wall for the outer court.
啊，不是 wall outer court， 在圣殿的本身，那在外面才有这个 outer court， 有外院子的啊，这些的廊子。这是另外的围墙。
So they are the walls are actually the hallway for, and the wall for the temple, and the outside of the wall is the outer wall for the outer court.
在这个大的院子里面，大概是美国十个足球场那么大。
And the court is as big as a 10-foot football field.
啊，那么这个很空旷的这个这个广场。
And you can see it's truly like an open field.
啊，那是让许许多多来敬拜的人呢，可以在这个到这个广场来聚集的。
So people can gather together to worship in the open field.
那么是个犹太人的话，他来的时候要敬拜神，他就要带祭牲啊，带祭物来献祭。
So when a Jew comes to the temple to worship, the person needs to carry sacrifice to offer sacrifice.
啊，那么这个圣殿的前这个圣殿啊前面呢有这个好像是这个矮的墙啊所盖起来的是还有四个塔。
So if you see on the left side there are four towers and they are surrounded by wall.
啊，这里面呢有四个 chamber， 有四个。
There are four chambers.
啊，妇女们就只能在这一个范围里面活动。
So all the Jewish women can only stay in the walls within these four chambers.
啊，在里面呢，只有犹太的男人可以进得去圣殿的部分。
And the inner court can be only allowed for the Jewish men to enter.
好。那么你看见这个圣殿的建筑跟外面的这个外院子中间呢，还有矮的有一道墙。
And you will see a shorter wall.
我的 pointer 没有拿来，如果有一个 point
in between
啊，一个 pointer 的话，就能够照一下。我看啊，对，我用我的 mouse 来个，这里，这是矮墙，看到吗
？Can you see there are the low barriers right there？
这个矮墙上面有一个公告。
And you will see a poster on the lower barrier.
外邦人，你只能走到这里。
That all Gentiles, you cannot go beyond from this point.
如果你超过这道矮墙进去以后，你的性命不保，你自己负责。
And if you go beyond this point, no one can guarantee your life.
哎，你发觉说。犹太人跟外邦人中间有隔阂。
And you realize that there's indeed a division between Jewish and Gentile.
啊，这都是你知道耶稣啊，出来传道的时候，行的第一件神迹就是在圣殿这里。
And if you remember, Jesus performed his very first miracle in the Holy Temple Court.
他这个变在迦拿的婚宴完了以后，就来到圣殿这里。
So after he turned water into wine, he came to the temple.
他来圣殿做什么呢？
What was he doing in this temple?
把卖牛羊鸽子的兑换银钱，把这些人赶出去。
He cast out all people who were doing selling and buying, and all the sheep and goats and herds from the temple court.
人为着好心要帮助敬拜的人，你们那么老远来，带一只牛，带一只羊来，倒是牛发牛脾气，这个不肯走怎么办？所以呢，方便你们，只要带钱来这里卖给你们，你们就可以献祭。
So it was people's good intention that, in order to save you trouble, to carry animals to from all the way from your countryside to this temple, we were rather doing some animal selling to you, so you for your convenience, in order for you to get the animal for sacrifice.
从全世界各地来的犹太人要来敬拜，带来的钱是各个国家的，那没有圣殿的钱，到这里来换钱嘛，我们换钱给你。
So people from all over the world, those Jews, they will carry their own currency to Jerusalem, and in order for them to offer their money to the temple,
they have to convert.
Those merchants will help you to do your currency conversion.
这不是好事情吗？
Isn't this a very good service?
为什么耶稣在这里把拿那个鞭子把卖牛羊鸽子的把兑换银钱做的都给你推了都倒了呢？
And why Jesus pushed all those businessmen and cast those sellers out of the temple court?
因为这些卖牛羊鸽子的兑换银钱的都是祭司大祭司家里面的人他们的这个 family business。
Because all of those people who are doing the selling, they are the family members of high priests. They are doing this as their own family business.
用敬拜作为赚钱的这个得利的这个门径。
They use people's worship as a way to get their profits.
而且他们在什么地方做这些事呢？
And not only that,where is the location they were trying to get their profit from?
在这个图的左上角那个所罗门的廊子前面的那个空地就是外邦人的院子。
So, it's actually before the entrance, before the two chambers, the open space, before the entrance.
他们的心里面想这是外邦人在这里他们只能在这里敬拜。
Because to themselves, they consider this is the space for Gentiles. So, for Gentiles can only worship here.
所以这些人呢他们在那里能不能够跟神安静的祷告跟神有接触这个不在乎我们赚钱重要所以他们把这些外邦人敬拜神的权利敬拜神的那个气氛那个安静那个神圣把他们扰乱了
So it never crossed their mind they never consider they should provide a peaceful and solemn place for Gentiles to worship God they will consider this is their business and they rather to use that space to do their to get their profit.
所以主耶稣大发脾气。
And therefore Jesus was very angry.
在这里保罗说并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人也给近处的人。
And Paul mentioned that not only this, this gospel, this good news is not only good for the far and also good for whoever is near.
啊，这个远处跟近处是两下都需要福音。
That no matter you are far or near, we all need gospel.
好，请问你们，这个远处的是谁呀？
So let me ask you, who are considered those people who are far?
在圣殿的里面，离圣殿远的是谁呀？
And who are those people who are far away from the holy temple?
外邦人嘛。
Gentiles.
啊，没有神律法的人嘛。
Those people who do not have the law and regulation from God.
他们需要福音。
They need gospel.
那个近处的呢？
And who are considered near?
啊，能够靠近圣殿，能靠近最近的是谁呀？
And who are able to get close to the sanctuary?
犹太人嘛。
Jews.
犹太人也需要福音。
Jewish also need gospel.
犹太人需要和平的福音。
Jewish need the gospel of peace.
虽然他们带牛带祭牲来献祭，可是他们里面跟神中间没有和平。
Even though they carry herd and different animal sacrifice before the Lord, and yet they do not have peace to their God.
他们需要和，他们跟人没有和平。
To others and to other people, they do not have peace.
所以我们从这段圣经能够得到几个结论。
So we can conclude a few conclusions from this passage.
头一个，福音会让人谦卑。
First, gospel will make people humble.
拆毁我们那个需要我们那个喜欢跟人比较的那些的设备
to destroy the barrier of the evil intention in us of loving to compare to one another
福音也让我们能够放松不再捆绑我们自己
Gospel can also relax us and deliver us
当你喜欢跟人去比跟人去争的时候你很紧张啊
When you intend to compare to others, all of a sudden you start to get uptight.
因为你越比，就拿绳子就把你自己越来越捆得紧紧的。
Because when you compare yourself against others, you will start to bind yourself up.
感谢主的
tied up
感谢主的福音叫人得着释放，叫人得着自由。
And thanks to the gospel from God, it this gospel release us and deliver us.
你看看彼得啊，大使徒啊。
And look at the big disciple Peter.
这个使徒 Apostle Peter 在加拉太书第二章十四节，保罗指责他。
As you was recording in the New Testament that Paul accused this big apostle Peter.
保罗没有来以前，彼得跟他们在一起有交通吃饭。
So there was a time when before Paul arrived, Peter was eating dinner with other church members.
等到保罗来了，这些犹太人来了，哇，彼得啊，水火装甲啊，我们没有跟他们没有的没有了，没有说过话，没有在一起吃过饭。
And later on, when other Jews arrive, all of a sudden, Peter tried to distance himself from the Gentiles and tried to clear himself as he was never having any association with the Gentiles.
你看见人类的问题。
Can you see the problem of mankind?
你看见只有靠着耶稣基督替人的罪死在十字架上，给人一个新的生命，在这个根基上面，人才能有真正的和睦。
Only when Jesus Christ redeemed us and paid the price of salvation for us and died on the cross can give us the remedy of the problem of mankind.
神怎么把这个人中间的问题除去呢？
And how did God remove the problem of mankind?
十六节告诉我们，在十字架上面废了冤仇。
It was done through Christ.Through the cross,
借这个十字架是两下归为一体。
Through the cross, the two became one.
与神和好了。
So we are able to have reconciliation with God.
我们去以色列的时候，
when we came to Israel,
看见在那个哭墙那里很多戴黑帽子的、穿着黑长服的，在那里呀读圣经、读圣经。
We see many Orthodox Jews. They were wearing their Orthodox clothing, and they bend their body against the wailing wall.
他们外面很虔诚。
They look very pious externally.
可是对以色列所有不是他们这种 Orthodox Jews 这种所谓的正统派的犹太人，他们都轻看，都不来往。
However, they distance themselves and despise those who are considered non-Orthodox Jews.
可是我们也碰见另外一些犹太人。
And however, we also met some other Jewish.
他是犹太人。
They are Jews.
他遵守犹太人的圣经、律法、节期。
They follow and the regulations and teaching of the Old Testament law.
但是他们这些人却能跟人和睦。
And yet, they are able to associate with others in peace.
这些人叫做Messianic Jews, 叫做相信弥赛亚的基督徒。
They are Messianic Jews. They are the Jews who also believe in Christ.
我们发觉说，他们明白了，原来他们等候的弥赛亚就是耶稣。
We realize they understand the Messiah they were waiting for is indeed Jesus Christ.
只有弥赛亚耶稣基督就是救主，他能够把这个答案带给人类。
Only Messiah, he himself is the savior who can bring us the remedy of the problem for mankind.
但愿我们看重我们跟弥赛亚耶稣的关系。
May we focus and understand the relationship we have with Messiah.
因着我们在弥赛亚耶稣基督的救赎里头。
Because of the salvation in Christ, in Messiah,
我们虽然跟美国人跟非洲人跟日本人有不一样。
Even though we are different from Caucasian, African, or Japanese,
我们今天是在耶稣基督里面。
And yet we are in Christ today.
我们不会去把他们杀光。
We have no intention to kill anyone.
我们只有用基督的爱来爱他们。
We can only love them by the love of Christ.
因为我们今天能享受恩典，是因为耶稣基督为我们成为恩典的这个祭物。
We can enjoy this grace and blessing. It's all because the grace of Jesus, who himself became the sacrifice.
如果我不信耶稣基督,
if I don't believe Jesus Christ,
我可能今天不会来美国。
Perhaps I won't come to United States.
因为小学的时候我就混太保。
Because when I was young, I was a bully.
Gangs.
I was part of the gang.
那时候觉得说要做 gang 才 cool 啊。
And I feel I need to be part of the gang to be cool.
我一直到十六岁。
Until when I was a teenager, age of 16.
做过很多这个不光明的事，很多不好的事。
I have done something terrible, many things terrible.
感谢耶稣。
And yet, give thanks to Jesus.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loved me.
耶稣要除去我里面对着别人的仇恨。
That Jesus want to remove all the hatred I have against others.
让我跟神能够和好。
So that I may be able to reconcile with God.
我跟人中间才有真实的和睦。
So I am able to reconcile with others.
这是天大的好消息。
This is the greatest news in the world.
这是你一生中间最重要的。
This is the most important thing in your life.
比你中了这个千万的这个奖金彩金呢还宝贵还重要。
Even more precious than winning a lotto.
愿主赐福给你。
May God bless you.
我们来低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow before you.
我们想到我们这个人是谁。
We think about who we are.
我们是个罪人。
We are sinner.
生在罪中。
We were born in sin.
长在罪中。
We grow up in sin.
最终我们也要灭亡在罪中。
And we will be perished in sin.
但是主啊，你爱我们每一个人。
And yet, Jesus, you love every single one of us.
你要除掉我们人跟人中间的仇恨。
You want to remove all the hatred and enmity among us.
除掉我们的骄傲的罪。
You want to remove all of our pride.
要除掉我们被要跟人比较的捆绑。
Remove the bondage we have regarding to comparison.
让我们今天真的承认全是恩典。
And Lord, let us all confess this is all because of grace.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head before you.
我们何等巴望在我们周围的人能够看见。
We hope that people around us can see.
我们在美国感恩不是一个习惯，不是一个过节。
We are not here to have Thanksgiving because of the custom.
我们乃是要为你做见证。
But rather to bear a witness for you.
让世人知道。
So the whole world may know.
你是万福的源头。
You are the source of all blessings.
但愿我们都有感谢的心。
May we have a grateful heart.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.